Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Curious. Today is a special episode. The topic we have chosen for today is very close to my heart. We are doing today's episode on Manchester United, arguably the greatest football club in the world. Let me introduce my guest for today. We have Srijit Jain. Srijit is a tech professional based out of Bangalore, India. He also happens to be my school friend. So I have known Srijit for quite a while now, and we both happen to be die-hard United supporters. Srijit, how are you? Welcome to the episode.
Hey, Rajanil. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me over. I'm highly excited to be here and to talk about Manchester United, a club which is a passion of a lot of people, and it's same for me as well.
Awesome. So before I jump into the first trivia question for you, Srijit, I'm curious, you know, from when did you start supporting United and what made you a United fan?
Oh yeah, so I have been following the club from my school days, probably when I was in grade 6 or 7. I still remember the likes of Ole and Ruud van Nistelrooy playing on the field.
Right.
What hooked me to the club was the never give up attitude of the players, the coaching staff and the manager. It starts all the way back from the Munich disaster to the way we scored late goals during the foggy time. So that's
we even scored a late goal last week, right, against with Harry Maguire getting that handball and Bruno Fernandes putting the penalty in.
Oh yeah, a memorable moment.
Yeah. All right, Srijit. So let's dive into question one. Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready.
Awesome. So this legendary United personality's family almost migrated to New York on a ship in 1928. But then he was offered a contract by Manchester City to play football professionally at the age of 18. He also played for Liverpool later. And then when the Second World War started, he served as the army football manager. And then after the war, he was signed by United to be their manager. And he went on to become one of the greatest United managers. Who am I talking about?
Sir Busby?
Yes, absolutely. That's the correct answer. So we started off with the easy one. An interesting, you know, trivia while I was researching for this. In the 1940s, United used to play at City Stadium from 1941 to 1949. So Old Trafford was partially destroyed by a bomb dropped by the Germans. And it was not until 1949 that it was rebuilt and, you know, restored to playable conditions.
Wow, that's a nice piece of information, Rudrail.
Yeah, it is. So, Srijit, moving on to question two, and this is like one of my favorite questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this man X, like I'm calling this man X, was a keen footballer in his youth days and had played for Bonnyrigg Rose, the club, in his younger days. Due to his superb skills, he was offered a trial with Scottish second division club, East Fife. While on tour with the club in the South Pacific, X played in a match which was watched by then United manager Matt Busby. And then he was offered a contract with United, like a £25 a week deal contract. X did not take that contract. He admits that he was very tempted to sign the contract, but then he realized that he was already 23 at that time. And players usually retire in their 30s. So which would have given him just about 7 years of professional football. So he decided to reject the deal and go ahead with his other passion, which was acting. He became a very popular actor, a Hollywood actor, and he played the role of James Bond in 6 Bond movies. Can you guess who am I talking about?
Wow, this is a good one, Rudrani. I can see you have done a lot of research. So, just a hint. These Bond movies were shortened the duration of?
So it was during the time of, let's say, 60s, 70s. So I'll tell you the Bond movies he has appeared in. It was Dr. No from Russia with Love. He was in Thunderball, You Only Live Twice, Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever. So he's a British actor. So think of the Bond actors, you know, like Roger Moore.
Sean Connery?
It is Sean Connery. Great answer.
Oh, wow.
Good answer there. Yeah, and this was such a fascinating piece of trivia while I was like reading this. You know, it's like one of those things which kind of makes you go, wow.
Oh, wow. I would have never imagined it. The way I could recall was the name of the Bond movies you told me. Right. Otherwise, I would have never known for this.
Right. That's a great answer, Srijit.
Thanks.
Okay, moving on to question three, which is another of my favorite questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this person, okay? So listen to the clues very carefully.
Okay, subtle clues.
Yeah. So Martin Edwards became the United Chairman in 1980 at the age of 34.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, he was the second youngest chairman in the whole football league. But the youngest chairman ever in the league was someone else with a different club. And he is not a name you would usually associate with football. He's a legendary British icon in another different field. But at the age of 29, in 1976, he became the chairman and director of the club Watford. Can you take a guess who am I talking about? At the age of 29.
Okay, at the age of 29, yeah.
So I'll give you another clue. So he's not a footballer, okay? And he is not a name you would generally associate with football.
This is just football.
He's a British music icon. Can you take a guess?
British music icon in the 1970s, right?
He's still a music icon and his biopic came out last year. Like, if I give you the name of his biopic, you would probably guess it.
Okay, just give me a moment to think about it.
Yeah, sure.
So, can you give me a hint, Rudanil? Which instrument did he actually play?
He is basically a singer.
Oh, okay. Vocal.
And he also plays, I've seen him playing the piano as well. He performed at the at the funeral ceremony of Princess Diana.
Okay. By any remote possibility, it was Elton John?
It is Elton John. Great answer.
Wow.
And his biopic Rocket Man came out last year in 2019.
Okay, I haven't seen that, but that goes on my to-do list just now.
Yeah, even I haven't seen that film, but yeah, maybe I should watch that too. So, you know, interesting fact about Elton John, he has been a lifelong fan of Watford. He invested large amounts of money in the 1970s, seeing the club jump three divisions into the English first division for the first time. So Watford, during that time, they finished runners-up in the first division in 1983. And they reached the FA Final at the Wembley Stadium in 1984. So Elton John eventually sold the club to Jack Petchy in 1987, but remained its president. And in 1997, he repurchased the club and became the chairman again. He stepped down in 2002 when the club required a full-time chairman. But he continued serving as the president of the club.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's great.
That's some fun trivia for you.
Yeah. The cue was Lady Diana. So.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise I wouldn't have never known it. So.
I wanted to ask you, you know, what's been your favorite United moment from the time you started following the club?
Oh gosh. There are so many, right? It has been a roller coaster for almost, I think, 10 or 15 years watching the club. So there are a lot, actually. But One thing which is just top of my head was how brilliant Sir Ferguson was in making his substitutions, right? He would just know the right player to bring on. And one such example which I was watching live was the substitution brought of Frederick Mashida. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the name right, but he came in the 80th minute and we were really struggling to win that game. It was heading towards a draw. And he just came in the 80th minute and got a goal in the next couple of minutes. And then that match and a couple others here and there actually got us going to win the Premier League in that season. So that was one of the amazing moments of, you know, just sheer brilliance either by a manager or by a player.
Right, right, yeah. I think for me, one of my favorite moments for United would be definitely the 2008 Champions League final.
Oh yeah,
I mean against Chelsea. It was amazing to see United lift the the Champions League trophy. Another of my recent favorite moments would be Rashford scoring that penalty against PSG. Yeah, that was amazing. I loved the look on Neymar's face after that.
yeah, that has been an iconic moment. But in all honesty, right, it was the efforts of Lukaku who got that going. We should really appreciate his efforts in that match as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, moving on to the next question, Srijit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In 2019, Greater Manchester Transport Organization used a movie title to advertise the United-Liverpool clash. The title was modified a bit and it was basically a wordplay on a very famous 1989 Hollywood movie. And that name was used to reference a potential battle between two players, like one player on United and the other on the Liverpool side. Can you take a guess what was that movie or what was that title that was used to advertise the United-Liverpool match?
I should actually remember this one. Mm-hmm. 2019, right? It was under Ole. It was under Ole, right?
Right. Okay, let me give you a hint here. So the movie's name. So the movie was released in 1989. It's a Hollywood romantic comedy film starring Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal in the lead roles.
Hmm. Wow. 2019. I should be knowing this, Rudanil, because I remember to see this in a tweet and that tweet went viral. So can you give me another hint? Which two players?
Yes. Harry Maguire and Mohamed Salah. Maguire and Salah.
Okay, is it anything related to Lauren Hardy?
No. So it's a movie. Names. Yeah, it's a movie name, and basically the players' names were used in that movie title's name to kind of advertise this United Liverpool match.
Hmm. Rudanil, I think I have to take a pass at this. It's just
okay,
not.
Cool. I'll tell you the answer. It's when Harry met Salah. So the movie is Harry met Sally.
Harry met Sally. Yes.
So it was kind of modified a bit, and the buses had boardings, which kind of said when Harry met Salah.
I should have got this one. I feel so. Yeah, I think I should have got this one.
It's cool. I mean, but this was like a fun thing
Oh yeah, this was a fun thing.
This match.
Yeah.
I mean, Harry Maguire and Mo Salah, it was kind of built up as like a great battle that was to be fought out.
Yeah. I think I would have asked. I should have asked for another hint. That was there a terrible Bollywood remake done of this movie or not?
Yes, that would have been a good guess.
Yeah.
Or that would have been a good clue. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a great clue. Yeah.
Okay, Srijit, moving on to the last question. And this is a very, very interesting trivia. Like, when I found about this, like, this really wowed me.
Mm-hmm.
So, here comes the question. George Hunter played for Manchester United from 1913 to 1915.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also the captain of the side in the 1914-15 season. He's the only player in United history to hold a unique geographical distinction, I can say, in terms of where he was born. Can you tell me where or in which country was George Hunter born?
He played in... Could you please repeat? When did he play?
He played from 1913 to 1915.
1913 to 1915.
Yes. And he is the only player to have played for United. Like only player born from this country or from this region. That's a big clue there. Who went on to play for United.
Okay. He's the only one. Okay, that's interesting.
Okay, let me
Can you give me the continent?
It is Asia. The continent is Asia.
Oh, okay. Was it India by any chance?
It is India, I'll give you that. So it is basically the British India. He was born in British India. So he was born in Nowshera district in British India, and I think Nowshera district is now in Pakistan.
Oh, okay. That's British India. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, this was like a fascinating bit of history. You know, he's the only player to have born in the Indian subcontinent who played for United.
Yeah, because I would have never thought Asia, because I thought from Asia, we already had Park Ji-sung, right? And what a player, what a servant to the game he had been. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's why like I was talking specifically in terms of the country where he was born.
Yeah, that's why I ruled out Asia in my first list of guesses. So, yeah. It's a good one. Good one, originally. Yeah.
Thank you. Did you enjoy the questions?
Oh, yeah. They were amazing. Real thought of, well-researched, and well-documented as well. You know, the way of asking your questions has been really exemplary.
Thank you so much. So, Srijit, as I ask all my guests, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I have a nice bit of trivia as well for you. Right? It's a really easy one, right? So we won our last FA Cup final under Louis van Gaal, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think scored the winning goal in that match?
Okay, this was in 2016, right?
Yes. 16 or 17, I'm not completely sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think 2016 winning goal. Was it? It was not Wayne Rooney, right?
No. I'll give you another clue. He did not start the match. He came on as a substitute.
Oh, is it Lord Lingard?
Yes, my friend, you are right.
It has to be. You know, Wembley and Jesse Lingard has a amazing connection, right?
Yeah, amazing connection, yeah. Emirates as well.
Yeah, I shouldn't be saying Lord Lingard. I mean, I respect what he has done for the club so far. So yeah, Jesse Lingard, thank you for scoring
Jesse
that goal
Lingard.
For us. and winning that FA Cup final for us.
Yeah. All hail Jesse Lingard.
Yes. Nice question there. Yeah, it's good to kind of recall that match. I think it was against Crystal Palace, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, Crystal Palace, yeah. I think semi-final was against Everton, right? Semi-final was Everton, final was Crystal Palace.
I think so, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for that question, Srijit.
Sure, my pleasure.
Okay, Srijit, did you have a good time on the podcast?
Oh, I had a great time, Rudranil. Thanks for having me. It's one of the best moments of my life, which I'll cherish.
That's completely my pleasure. Thank you for joining me today. To all my listeners who tuned in today for listening, thank you. And if you liked it, please share it with your friends and family.